This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Blues guitarist and singer-songwriter Anna Popovic says she mentally worked to overcome doubt when she crashed the male-dominated blues scene some two decades ago. Popovic returned to the Castle Theater in Bloomington on Thursday night. The Serbian native did concede in this conversation that she did have to work through being intimidated as a trailblazing female blues guitarist.
I had to deal also with the fact that I'm not American, obviously. I come to Memphis and I'm nominated for the Blues Music Award at that time, W.C. Handy Award, as the first continental European artist. But then when you're 24 and you land in Memphis and, you know, you're from Eastern Europe trying to play the blues, you know, it's just like you are in the studio and you bring some ideas to the table. Now, they're different, obviously, because I'm European, I'm a woman, and I'm a young woman, right? At that time, everybody is used to doing certain things that way.
No more loneliness and no worries. Another circle around the sun, be sure we're still making history.
It's our guest Anna Popovic from her 2007 album, Still Making History. That's the title track. Well, how long did it take, or what did it take for you to become respected as a musician in the blues world?
You know, I mean, I guess I always wanted to sound a little different, and I think that was attractive, I guess, because if you come from Serbia and you try to copy American blues, I don't think that would go. I don't think it goes well with any European artist trying to copy. I think it goes better if you do your homework, you study blues, and of course, I grew up on blues from a very early age, thanks to my father, who had a blues collection of records, so I felt very, very comfortable in the genre. But at the same time, I tried to sound like myself. I think that was interesting, and that never, it always helped me have enough concerts to survive as a musician, right? And to make that my profession, because I've been doing this, and that's the only thing I've ever done is play music. So that was a fortunate thing. Although lots of ladies, were struggling at that time. It wasn't easy. It wasn't as cool to hold an instrument and be a front lady as it is now. Now I think women get more respect from band leaders, from managers, from booking agencies. Like, it's cool to have a woman on a roster, but back in the day, that was a little different.
You always seem to get exactly what you want, and you get nasty, even mean, crazy. If you don't, you got to change your fucking attitude.
You're listening to the music of Anna Popovic. The album is something she put out in 2018, Like It On Top. Because your upcoming albums, DVDs, are sort of a look back on your 20 years in music. When you look back 20 years, two decades as a full-time musician, what is sticking with you today?
Oh, you know, so many things. But I mean, at this time, and we were getting ready for the 20th anniversary show on the legendary Blues Cruise, and that was the first show we've done playing those songs again, you know, and I went back to the very first record and played with this incredible band that I have right now. They never sound better. Really, what I was afraid a little bit that when I started opening those records and trying to play those songs, that I would be a little disappointed about maybe the lyrical part or the solos that I played. You know, I never listen to my records, so I don't go back and listen. I have no idea what I've done 10 years ago, because I just don't listen to my music. So I was a little nervous sending those tracks out to the band and like, let's try to play these songs, but I really was pleasantly surprised with the quality of those songs, the way they sounded, the way I was writing them back in the day. I mean, I had to, you know, this was not my language, so you can cover artists all day long, but if you have to start writing in a language that's not yours, and then in a certain style, that's very demanding, you know. And I just think that I was just pleasantly surprised with the quality of those songs and the lyrical part and the guitar part and the solos and the overall production, I guess.
Yeah, well, congratulations on 20 years and maybe 20 more. Thank you, Anna. Nice to catch
yes.
up with you.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you again.